We're seeing the first big push of the new year, and that push has been in favor of the U.S. dollar. It appears the move is also correlating with a flight to safety vibe given the pullback in U.S. equity futures. The euro has taken out the past 15 days of lows and has dragged the rest of the currency market down with it. And yet there hasn't been any specific catalyst to assign to the movement. We did get some softer inflation reads out of Germany earlier today, and while this would account for maybe some euro weakness, it's certainly wouldn't be enough to reconcile the intensity of the move we're seeing today. Elsewhere, UK manufacturing PMI read was revised up, but still managed to produce the lowest reading since May of 2020. And also out earlier today were China PMI reads, which came in slightly below forecast. Looking ahead, key standouts on the calendar include Canada manufacturing PMIs, US manufacturing PMI reads, and US construction spending. That's all for now.